Okay, good afternoon. First of all, I want to thank our sponsors. As always, the Furlough sponsors the afternoon kollel. But this particular week, Monday and Thursday, have been sponsored by Alan and Hindi Augenbraun in memory of Yata Chaya Bas Reb Zalman Mordechai.
Wednesday.
What did I say?
Thursday.
Okay, Monday and Wednesday. Fine. We'll make it Wednesday this week. Okay. If you're interested in sponsoring a week of learning, you can speak to Rabbi Shabtai. And thank you to the Augenbrauns and to the Furlochs. Also, I will continue, even at the risk of overkill, to remind you that we're hosting Rav Asher Weiss, the Shabbos of January 30th, this Sunday night, January 31st. First of all, Sunday morning, Rabbi Weiss will be giving a medical ethics seminar. It's geared towards doctors and medical professionals, but open to the whole community. And Sunday night, a dessert reception with Rav Asher Weiss, the Minchas Asher, to inaugurate the Dr. Yitzchak Belazan, Zichron Levracha, Beis Medrash of BRS. Come enjoy, there is no charge, but we do appreciate your support and your partnership in all the Torah that we offer in our community. We are on Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis. We're starting a new sugya.
And you do a good job at it, too.
We're in Arve Psachim, thank you. Arve Psachim, we're in the 10th parak of Psachim. We're learning Talmud Bavli, for those who are following. Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis, 115b, towards the bottom. Or a little less than halfway through the daf. And says the Gemara, and here we have, the Gemara is describing, right? We've gotten up to the juicy part, the second half of Arve Psachim, and the Gemara here has been delineating the Seder as is familiar to us. It's challenging to learn Arve Psachim, because we actually attend two starim a year for a good portion of our life, and then we go back to the Gemara and say, why is the Gemara so weird? When the truth is, we have to learn the Gemara and see the development in the Rishonim of how we do things the way they do them today. So, Bizman Chochmei HaTalmud, in the time of the Gemara, we have to know in preparation for learning this next sugya, that in the time of the Gemara, they did not eat the way we do today. They didn't have a large dining room table with dining room chairs, and you sit around and have an endless meal. They ate, everyone reclined on their own lounge chair, and you had in front of you like what we'd call a TV tray, and that's what you ate off of. So there wasn't one big dining room table, there were separate trays or separate little mini tables in front of each individual person. So we already saw a few blot ago that on Seder night they would bring the tables to them after Kiddush, which according to Tosfos was one of the origins of why we cover the challah. If the challah represents the meal, we don't bring the meal until after Kiddush. We're trying to distinguish and deviate on Friday night to show that this is different than a Tuesday night or a Thursday night meal. So the practice was to bring out that little table. We don't have a little table. You can't bring out the table, so we cover the challah. But we saw a practical halachic consequence that one should not serve the beginning of the meal. You might want to put out the salads or the gefilte fish or the whatever, even before you make Kiddush. You're trying to be heavily efficient so you can get to bed. So that's wrong. You're not supposed to bring it out until after Kiddush. So too over here, we saw that after dipping the karpas, Kadesh Urchatz Karpas, they would then take the table, the ka'ara, the seder plate that had the Shnei Tavshilin and the Beitza, which we talked about at length, the origin of the Beitza as one of the Shnei Tavshilin, the Zroah, the Zecha L'Chagiga, and the Zecha L'Pesach, and they would remove all of that before they continue with the Manashtana and the recitation of Magid. So that's all background to where we are in the Gemara. So I said about a little more than halfway down the Amud. Amar of Shimi Bar Ashi. Matzah, you have to put the matzah on the small table. Lifnei kol echad ve'echad. Maror lifnei kol echad ve'echad. And charoses lifnei kol echad ve'echad. So before whom do you put all of these items? And there's a tremendous nafkamina. Not for you necessarily just whoever's setting the table. There's a greater nafkamina for your wallet. How many matzahs, how much maror, charoses, how many seder plates do you need at your seder? Does everyone get their own seder plate? Does everyone get their own three matzahs? Does everyone have their own maror? Or is it just the balabais? Is it just the leader of the family who's running the seder who gets it? So here Rav Shimi Bar Ashi says, you have to put matzah on the small table in front of everybody, and you put maror on the table in front of everybody, and charoses in front of each and every person. The ain okren is a shulchan.
They had individual tables.
They had individual tables. We'll see in a second. Right. And yet, ein okrenis ha-shulchan, ela lefnei misha omer agada. So even though everyone on their own little tray table has their own seder plate and matzahs, the only one from whom you take the seder plate, table, ka'ara, shulchan, away, says Rav Shimi Barashi, is the Baal Haggadah, is the one who's saying the Haggadah out loud for everyone else to hear. So what's going on over here? You're putting the matzah in front of everyone, the maror in front of everyone, and the charoses in front of everyone. Let's just finish actually the Gemara, and then we'll go back. Rav Huna disagrees. Rav Huna Omer, kulunami lefnei misha omer sa'agada. No, you don't have to spend the money. You don't need 20 seder plates, and you don't need 1,000,000 pounds of matzah, and you don't need individual maror, but rather the matzah, the maror, and the charoses is only placed specifically in front of the individual of Nemisha Omer Haggadah. And says the Gemara, though this is a machlokis, exactly whether you have this girsa or not, at least in our girsa, Hilchasa Karavuna, that you only need to put it in front of the person who's reciting the Haggadah, the Balabais. The Gemara wonders, Lama Okanis HaShulchan. So now that you've distinguished before whom do you have all these things, and from whom do you take all these things, the Gemara says, why are you taking it away at all? What's this bizarre practice? You have the table, you take away the table, you bring back the table. It's exactly that. It's a bizarre practice. It's something very different than you would ever do when you were sitting down for dinner. And the whole reason that we engage in this bizarre practice, which is the answer to any question having to do with a strange practice on Pesach, is so that the children will ask. Abaya v'yosef kamei derabin. The Gemara ends by telling us a story to support this. Abaye was sitting before Rabbah. By the way, why was Abaye sitting before Rabbah? The Gemara in Kedushin tells us that Abaye was orphaned at a very young age. And who raised him? Rabbah. So in fact, the Gemara tells us that Abaye and Rava both were raised, both as ketanim, spent a lot of time with Rabbah. So Abaye is sitting before Rabbah for the Seder. He saw that they took the table away. Abaye saw they took the table away from in front of Rabbah after dipping the karpas. So Amalu, he said, Adayan lo kach linan. Also, kama'akre taka mikaman. What's going on? We haven't eaten yet. What, are they clearing the table? Clearing the table, we haven't even started to eat. A little karpas, all I got was a little parsley, a potato, a banana, whatever you use for karpas. And you're already clearing the table? What's going on? Amalei Rabbah, so Rabbah said to Abaye, Petartan milomar manishtana. Oh, since Abaye asked, what's going on over here? Why is tonight different than all of the nights? You're clearing the table, we haven't even eaten yet. So Rabbah said, Shkoyach. Now we're Yotze, ma nishtana. Okay? So that's it. That's the compact sugya. Before whom do you have the seder plate, the matzah? Does everyone need it? Or just the person reciting the Haggadah? And it's a machlokas. The Gemara seems to conclude we paskin only before whom the person reciting the Haggadah. Why do we have this bizarre thing? The seder table's there, the plate's taken away, it's put back, so that the children will ask. And then we have a story that supports exactly that contention. So let's go. Look at the Rashbam. Says the Rashbam, 2, 4, 4 middle lines up. You got short lines, fat lines, and middle lines. The just right lines. So matz lefnei kol echad ve'echad. Says the Rashbam, minok shelein haya lahasev alamitos v'yashulchan lefnei kol echad ve'echad. As I said, their custom, the Rashbam already, in the time of Reb Shmuel ben Meir, in Rashi's grandson's time, already in the Middle Ages, they are, they're no longer eating this way. But says the Rashbam, they used to eat, each person would recline on their individual chair with a tray table in front of them. Since they're eating individually, independently, not all united by one table, everyone needs their own. But we, what the Rashbam is adding is, not only we paskin like Rav Huna, even within Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, that was only true because they ate individually. But even within the opinion of Shimi Bar Ashi, today that we eat around one dining room table, it would no longer be true, and the Balabais can have the one Seder plate, the matzahs, and so on, and he can give it out to the people who need it. They ain't okay.
If you have more than one table, would you have to, the second table also have it? If you have to collect two tables.
You're saying, let's say, if you have an extend, you put a folding table next to your dining room table because you have a lot of guests, that's still called one table. If you had many tables in the room and you sat separately, so maybe you'd make an argument that each table should have its own Seder plate. What's the halachic issue here? Why do we care how many people have the matzah and the mor and the charosis in front of them? Why do we care? Is it so you can take a nice picture before Yontif and compete on Facebook, your Seder table looks nicer than the next person? What does it matter? Why does it matter halachically how many people have the matzah and the mor and the charosis in front of them? Why? So let's see Tosfos. Says Tosfos on the first wide line. Matz lefne kol echad ve'echad, mor lefne kol echad ve'echad. Nira says Tosfos, wondering that same question. Why do we care? Is it just the appearance, the aesthetic? Nira the taima kadesh yitom takef lebracha miyad. Kevin shazos abrachi l'shem chova. Av b'shar yimas hashana de'ena bracha chova. Ein tzarch litom takef lebracha miyad. The Tosfos has a cryptic statement. Says Tosfos, on the average Shabbos, on the average Tuesday night, one person makes Kiddush, you make Hamotzi, everyone doesn't need matzah bread in front of them, because there it's not Chova, there's no obligation, you're just choosing to eat, so you don't need it right in front of you. But when it's Chova, when there's a mitzvah of matzah, so then you can't afford to not have it right in front of you, that's why everyone needs it right in front of them. It's somewhat cryptic. The difference between Chova and Rishus. When it's a Rishus, so then you don't need everyone having their own. The one person has, and they can give it out. But when it's Chova, like Matzah, everyone needs it in front of them. What's Tosfos getting at? What's the problem? Everyone needs their own. You can have one. Is the issue Hefsek? What's the issue? So look in your handout, and look at the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham quotes two opinions here. What exactly is going on in Tosfos? In Achila, that's not L'Shem Chova. Well, let's see what the Magen Avraham says. It's on page 1, where I underlined it. Sifkaton Yud Tes. We're in Hilchos Petzias Apas. Sifkaton Yud Tes. Says the Magen Avraham. We could read the Shulchan Aruch first, if you like. If you could read this print. Let's read the Magen Avraham. Had the tzarach lahamtin at sheyavo melach lefnei kol echad haynu lechatchila. You're talking about you have to wait. You bring out the salt in front of everybody. That's lechatchila. Turn the next page. The lechatchila asurim gamem lahafsik. Had the kaamar besivin kufayin dalid dayin shebetoch hamazon kol echad mevorach laatzma mishum shein beisabli aponoi ein yicholin lanos amen. Lo kamar mishum demafsikim bein bracha l'shtia hasamachi kamar. He's going through a secondary issue. Let's get to our question. Here. Alach mishna kosvu da tosvu sabri ke rakeach mishim she kosvu matz lufne kol echad ve echad nira da taima kidei she yitom take of lebracha miyad kevin she zos habracha l'shem chova av b'shari mas ha-shana deina bracha chova ein tzarech litom take of lebracha miyad ad kan l'shana. That's the tosvu we just read. V'sova alach mishna V'sova, I'm sorry, Lechem Chamudos, he's quoting the Lechem Chamudos, Derishon, Derishon Lahafsik, V'ze'ena Kamash HaKosav HaTosfos. Now what happens normally on Tuesday night? So the Balabayas makes Hamotzi, and I now spoke before I ate the bread, but he ate the bread. Do I have to make a new Hamotzi? So we're all sitting around the Thanksgiving table, and the Balabayas is going to make Hamotzi on the bread, and he made Hamotzi, and he took a bite of bread, but I have not yet had a bite of bread. So, and I start to talk, and now the bread arrives. I washed properly, that much I got right. I even didn't talk until the Motzi. But now the Balabayas made Hamotzi, and he ate bread, but I didn't yet eat bread. And I started to talk, and now the bread came to me. Do I have to make a new Hamotzi? So says the Magen Avraham, no, why? It's quoting the Rokeach, and the Ramah Paskins like this as well. I don't, why? Because he was motzi me, he didn't make a hefsek, so now since he was motzi me in the bracha, and he took a bite of the bread without making a hefsek, even though I made a hefsek, I could eat the bread, I can continue. But that's all when it's reshus. That's all when I don't have an obligation to eat bread. So that's when, as long as the Balabayas got it right and didn't make a hefsig, he was yotze the bracha properly. So I'm yotze the bracha through him properly. Now I can eat the bread even though I made a hefsig. However, so vaha, oh daha kol shana tsarich litain melach, oh laft and lifnei kolach of echad. Elapasha, the Gemara's Atosis, Afagav, the Cholashana, Mamten, Achitin, Labotzea, Prusa, Samotzi. Hacha, Nos, the Matzlov, the Kolachar, Kedeshietam, take of Miad, Beli, Hefsek, Klal. Belachain, Kafal, Lashana, Makasu, take of Labracha, Miad. So the first opinion that Magen Avraham says is that the difference between the rest of the year and Pesach is that when it comes to eating as a Rashus, even if I talk before I ate, but as long as the Balabais did not talk. So therefore, I don't need my own bread. The only one at the table who needs to get it right, who needs to eat without talking, is the Balabais. If he got it right, I was Yotze with him, and now I could eat my bread even if I talked beforehand. But come Pesach, where it's L'shem Chova, says the Magen Avraham. Come Pesach, where I need to eat the matzah out of a mitzvah, now if I speak before eating, I can't say I was Yotze with the Balabais, because I'm not Yotze eating matzah with the Balabais is eating matzah. It's a mitzvah shebegufo. I have my own obligation to eat matzah. So within my own obligation to eat matzah, it would be a hafsek. So therefore, says the first opinion of the Magen Avraham, that's what Tosos means. The rest of the year, Thanksgiving dinner, just trying to think of a dinner, everybody sits together and there's bread and maybe you do this. Thanksgiving dinner, that's the Balabais is the only one with bread in front of him. No one else has it. He makes a motzi, he takes a bite. Others start schmoozing before the bread reaches them. It's the wrong thing to do. Don't get me wrong. It's the wrong thing to do. But if they did, they could eat the bread without making new bracha. Because who says I have to have bread to begin with? As long as he got it right, I'm yotzei the bracha. I don't have an obligation to eat bread. Since he got it right, I'm yotzei the bracha. When I eat the bread, I'm good to go. But when I have an obligation, a mitzvah shebegufo, when I have to eat matzah, so now you can't say I'm yotzei with him. I have my own obligation to eat matzah. So if I were to talk, it would be a hafsek. Since if I were to talk, it would be a hafsek. That's what Tosfos means, that matzah b'fnei kol echad ve'echad, each person has to have their own matzah, so that they can be mevarach miyad. Okay, hold on, relax. But the Magen Avraham does not like that. The Magen Avraham does not like that answer. The Magen Avraham gives a different explanation within Tosos. And he says, the issue is hefsek. The issue is hefsek. Since you have a chova, so now it'll take too long for the bread to reach you. And therefore you're going to have a problem. Whereas if it's not chova, the hefsek is not going to be as much of a problem. So either way you understand Tosos, what Tosos is saying is the reason everybody needs their own is because you're fearful either you'll speak before you eat the matzah, or the hefsek, the amount of time it's going to take, the delay it will be until you get the matzah, and that's why everyone needs their own. So when was that true? When you had people spaced all over the room, in their own chair, with their own tray table. That's when you're going to have a problem of either they're talking, or a hefsek, 2 days in the Magen Avraham, based on Tosos, what the problem is going to be. But today, that's what the Rashbam already came along and said, today that we eat around one dining room table, okay, it's not going to take that long to get your food, and therefore to get your bread, and therefore you don't have to worry about either of these things, and today it is no longer a problem. Now it's interesting, who's reciting the Haggadah? Yes?
You talk about hefsek, you're assuming that nobody's saying the bracha, you're yotze with the person who says it. But if you make it, everybody makes their own bracha, no?
Yeah,
so there's no hefsek there.
Correct, but you're only going to make your own bracha if you have your own matzah. And why do I say that?
The person gives it out, and you make a bracha.
You shouldn't make a bracha then.
You shouldn't.
It's wrong. I see that on Shabbos all the time. You have guests over, you have lechem mishnah, you have bala bayis, you make a bracha, you cut it up, they get their challah, they make their own bracha. Now they're making a bracha, not on... It's not on lechem mishnah. Then I yotze lacha mishnah.
So you shouldn't make a motzi.
You've been yotze with your yotze. You know what it would be like? It'd be like the Balabais made kiddush and he poured you a little cup and it came to you and you make kiddush. What are you making kiddush? You yotze kiddush. First of all, barovam hadras melech. We'll see that in one moment. There's a concept of barovam. And second of all, you have a problem of lacha mishnah. By the time you make the hamotzi on the cut up half a piece of challah, you're not yotzei lacha mishnah. Lacha mishnah is by making the bracha on the lacha mishnah.
Yeah, but the lacha mishnah on the balabas. What does it mean? Says you still have to make the bracha when you get
I'm not makabel that. That doesn't make sense to me. I don't believe the Rebbe says that.
Everybody does it.
I don't believe that. How are you Yotzei Lechem Mishnah? If I walk by somebody in their living room, they have Lechem Mishnah, I'm Yotzei Lechem Mishnah? The whole way you Yotzei Lechem Mishnah is by making the bracha on Lechem Mishnah.
If you know that he's been Yotzei you.
What is he Yotzei you in? Then you shouldn't make it on the bracha.
All of us is making the bracha. If you know that he's been Yotzei, you know beforehand that there is a contract between the two.
So that's the assumption. It's an implicit assumption. You're sitting at someone's dining room table. Okay, so we're Kanakers. We say, does anyone want to make their own Kiddush? I'll be Motzi everyone. But even if he didn't say that, everybody's standing there. It's obvious you're being Motzi them. If there's an implicit understanding, you're being Motzi them. Yeah, sure, that's sufficient. How are you Yotzei Lechem Mishnah if you make a new bracha and already sliced piece of challah? I don't know, that doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to me. But moreover, moreover, let's go weiter. Let's go weiter because we're running out of time. So the Gemara had said, so that was the Havamina, why everyone needs their own matzah to avoid hefsek. The Rashbam says, we eat at one big dining room table, you don't need your own matzah, you're not going to have a hefsek. You listen to the Balabais. Okay, let me ask the next question. The Gemara said, when it's time after Karpas, when you take away the Seder table, or you take away the Ka'ara, from whom do you take it? Said the Gemara, Ein Okren es HaShulchan El of Nimi Shomer Haggadah. Only the person, what do you mean, only the person saying the Haggadah? Isn't everybody saying the Haggadah?
Right.
No, don't we all have a chiyuv of Magid? So what do you do with your Seder? Is everybody mumbling the Haggadah to themselves?
No.
Does one person say the Haggadah? Does everybody collectively say the Haggadah? How is the Haggadah work? So the Sefer Amanig and the Meiri here on our Gemara, the Ran, they all say that one person used to say the Haggadah and everybody would listen. And in fact, this is exactly what the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says. Turn to page 3. Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Alter Rebbe's Shulchan Aruch, he writes, Hilchas Pesach, Tofai and Gimel, Sif, Chav Dalad, Kol Dvarim Meilu, Dainu Amatzes Avor HaCharoses, Ubeis Tavshil and Ein Tzarech Lavi Elefni Mishomer HaGadah. We paskin that you only have to have these things in front of the person who's going to recite the Haggadah. Dainu Elefni Balabayas. Avol B'nei Abayas, Shein Yotzim, B'shmi, Mi Balabayas, but everyone else at the Seder does not need their own individualized matzahs of Seder tape. Lo b'shas shmias haggadah, not when they're listening. V'lo b'shas hasuda, and nor later. Shebalabayis yichalik matzah mor v'charos v'cholach be'achad. That's the Balabais' job. He's working that night. He's got to give out because I have matzah and mor, make the korach sandwiches and v'yasha she'af shebiyontiv tzarach l'tzo alecha mishnah mikomakum. By the way, there's a raya against Shemosh Shalev. The Alter Rebbe is saying, since you're Yotze with the Birchas HaMotzi of the Balabais, you're Yotze with the Lechem Mishnah of the Balabais.
Not the Birchas HaMotzi, didn't say that.
What do you mean? With the Birchas HaMotzi. Kevin Shem Yotzim the Birchas HaMotzi, and Yotzim Gam Kein Balechem Mishnah. So you don't need your own Lechem Mishnah in front of you, even though all you're going to get is a broken piece of Kezias of Matzah. So, where's your Lechem Mishnah? We'll see. I don't know at this rate we're going to get up to it. But we'll see. We're going to talk about it. Is there a chiyuv of Lechem Mishnah on Yontif at all? Maybe it's just on Shabbos. But assuming there's a chiyuv of Lechem Mishnah on Yontif, and assuming that's why we have three matzahs, two whole and one broken, by the time you're sitting at a Seder with 30, 40 people, by the time you get your matzah, you might even not be getting matzah from the original Lechem Mishnah. How are you Yotzei Lechem Mishnah? Says the Alter Rebbe, you're Yotzei Lechem Mishnah because the Balabais made Hamotzi on Lechem Mishnah. And you're Yotzei with his Hamotzi, and through his Hamotzi, you're also by extension Yotzei with his Lechem Mishnah. By the way, notice what he says there in the Rashi print. And so I don't understand. Today you think you're going to have some son-in-law, some grandson-in-law, who's starking for him, and he's sitting at your Seder table. And even though you're the one, you're the one who's paying for Pesach, so you're saying the whole Haggadah, but he's so frum and stark that he's competing with you and he's saying the Haggadah. Is he doing something right or something wrong? And when that same grandson-in-law comes to your house for a Shabbos meal, he's such a starker that when you say, does anyone want to make their own Kiddush, which is what you're supposed to say, and everyone's supposed to say no, we'll be Yotzei with you, he says, Taki, yes, bring me a Kiddush cup, I want to make my own Kiddush. Is he doing the right thing or the wrong thing? Says the Alter Rebbe, he's doing the wrong thing. He's doing the absolute wrong thing. It's wrong. Everyone at the table is going to make their own Kiddush. Everyone at the table is going to recite their own Haggadah. That violates our rule, Barov Amadras Melach. We believe the greatest honor to the melech is not when we're splintered and fragmented and everybody's competing with each other. It's when you have an assembly of a unified group represented by one. That's Barovam Hadras Melech. That's how we fulfill it. So says the Alter Rebbe, one person should say Kiddush and be motzi everyone. One person should say the Haggadah and be motzi everyone. And so much so that only that one person needs a Seder plate. Only that one person needs matzahs. You want to be really nice to your grandson-in-law, your son-in-law? Okay, make him his own Seder plate, make him his own matzahs. Maybe he can help you, it'll be more efficient. Each one will take care of their family so he can get the matzah and the maror and the korech. It's more efficient. But al tzalacha, it's better, barov amadras melech, you have one, and everybody else listens. How am I yotzi lecha mishnah? By the time I get my little nebuch piece of matzah from the bottom of the box that had nothing to do with what was in the kara that was in your fancy silver thing, it had no, because I was yotzi your hamotzi, I'm also yotzi your lecha mishnah, says the Alter Rebbe. Yeah. Hesitantly, yeah.
The Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, the Alter Rebbe wrote for everyone.
Right.
For our own Minhagim, he wrote differently in his
Sefer. Okay, could be.
And in Sefer Minhagim.
Okay, could be. Listen, it could be. I'm just quoting the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. Listen, I hold by the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch regular of Yosef Karo, Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Shulchan Aruch is what speaks to me. Yes. Also, you yotze that too. He doesn't mention it, Taka, but Mistama, you yotze that too.
You what?
Your Alachilas Matzah. All of the Kiddush, Alachilas Matzah, and so on.
How do you conduct your Seder?
You know, Taka, the irony is, now that you ask that, the irony is, even though every Shabbos the whole year everybody's Yotzei, at the Seder everybody lifts the Kiddush cup and recites the Kiddush together, and okay, maybe that's also a Barovam, at least they're saying it together, not one after the next, after the next, after the next. So maybe there's a Barovam. What? That's what I'm saying. Maybe they're all saying it together there too. Yeah, but they shouldn't be competing at different paces and saying it for their family. Now you see that this one's a little slower. They're firmer. The family. This one's faster. They happen to all be together. Yeah, you can give it out, but the Balabais is giving it out. The Balabais is giving it out. The Balabais is running the Seder. The Balabais is running the Seder. Good. Now let's keep going.
Having second thoughts about
this. Okay. Next. Look at Tosfos. So Tosfos said, I'm sorry, the Gemara said, why are we oker the Shulchan? Why do we take the table away? Kedeshi akiru atinokos. So the children will come and they will ask. Look at Tosfos kedei. Klomar, umitoch kach, yavol isho, b'shar dvarim. In other words, you're doing the bizarre thing about clearing the table before you ever ate. They're going to ask, what's this bizarre thing? And now you're going to set the tone for asking, so they'll ask for more. So the fact that they asked why you clear the table does not in fact patter them from Manashtana. He said, had the Gemara tell the story about Abaye and Rabba, and he said, oh, you asked, so now we don't have to do Manashtana. So Tosfos explains, Ahida Abaye. No, it doesn't mean that you don't have to ask the rest of Manashtana. It means you've been Yotzei. This Manashtana, why is tonight different than any other night? But it doesn't mean you get to have an abridged Haggadah. You know, you don't get to start with Avadim Hayinu. You still have to say the whole Haggadah. You have to start with Avadim Hayinu, says Tosos, even you. Go back at Tosos. Go backwards. Lama Okunis HaShulchan. Dafka Shalahem Shem Ketanim. Aba Shalonar Shem Gedolam Ika Torah Gadol Ba'akirasu. Nogu L'Salik HaKa'ara L'Tzad Echad. Now you understand. Every time you're going through the Haggadah, and here's a big issue that every Haggadah says to do it differently, but you follow the Balabais' Haggadah. So assuming you're following the Balabais' Haggadah, you know when that Haggadah says, take away the Seder plate, cover the matzahs, uncover the matzahs, take away the Seder plate? Why is the Haggadah saying that? Where does that come from? What is that practice? Yeah. Says Tosfos, that's our equivalent of take away the table. Since we have a large table, and it's impractical for you, you're going to get your grandsons-in-law now to schlep the dining room table to the other room, so you can sit in the chairs like, with nothing in between you, to be Yotzei, the Gemara, Kuftes Vav, Psochem, that I'll be even firmer than your grandson-in-law, make him take away the whole table. So no, says Tosfos, and similar to what the Rashbam said, today that we have a different style of eating, it's impractical, we don't have little tray tables, the way that we fulfill the idea of Kedesh Yishalu Atinokos is, we take away the Seder plate, we cover the matzahs, and the kid looks up and says, what's with all the magic. What's cover, uncover, you're making it appear, disappear. What's going on? All of that, says Tosus, is our equivalent of taking away.
Where's
dinner? So do you include the shnei tafshilin in your little calisthenics, in your exercise over here? Then it gives an appearance about kodshim, which might be wrong. That's when you say halach ma'anya. Okay, you don't want to give an impression that's a technicality having to do with kodshim. So do we do all this today? What's the story with all this today? So look at the page 4. Here you have the Ritva. There's a Ritva on Pesachim, and in the back, in the Ritva's commentary on Pesachim, the Ritva has Hilchos Pesach, Hilchos Leil HaSeder. So this is in the Ritva's Hilchos Leil HaSeder. Says the Ritva, where I have the arrow. Our Gemara, after Karpas, before Imanashtana, you should really take away the table. This is the origin of a Seder plate. Where do we get this idea that you have this thing that has room for the three matzahs, and on top you have the egg and the zroah and the charosis and the maror? It's a little table. On our big table, we create a little table, so that when you have to take something away, you're taking away our little table, which corresponds with the Gemara's description of the big table. And we take it away. So says the Ritva, is it enough we just push it to the side, you cover the Seder plate? The Ritva says no. The Gemara said you have to take away the table. If the Seder plate is the little table, you have to mamash take it away. You have to fully remove it from the table. But the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban had another layer of a minhag. What happened? The kids would see, like by the third year they went to a Seder, oh, you're doing the shtick where you take the table away. It's just because it's the Seder. The kids aren't asking anymore. So the Ramban had to up the ante. What did the Ramban do? He didn't just take the Seder plate away. No, they dipped the karpas, they ate delicious salty piece of parsley, and then the father says, "Nu, let's bench. Havlan v'nivrich, let's bench. We're full, let's bench." And then the kid looks up and says, "Let's bench. We haven't even had a motzi yet." Says the Ritva, "V'nir elishim ayamoshid yado lito min alechem notman osam yado v'omer lo harbe achalta." V'zer shomer b'gemara v'avi pesachim chot matzah le'pesach, and so on. So he ends up saying, by the way, that we don't do this anymore because our kids are used to this, and they're so used to this that they don't even ask anymore. Okay, so this is the origin of this practice. Okay, the Magen Avraham writes, turn to page 6. So the Ritva says you take the Seder table. The Tosfos says we no longer have little tables, we have a big table. So we build a little table called the Seder plate, we remove it. The Ritva says it's not enough to cover it, you have to remove it entirely from the table. The Ramban one-ups him and says taking it off the table is not going to get the kids to ask. To induce the kids to ask, you have to say, Rabbi Sain of Arech. Havlan v'nifrach is Aramaic for Rabbi Sain of Arech. Nu, let's bench. And the kids will really look puzzled. What do you mean, let's bench? This is Rabbi Teitz introduced for Karpas bananas. Because he said, everybody knows karpas is parsley or potato. A banana, kid's going to ask, a banana? Who serves banana as an appetizer at a Shabbos meal? Piece of banana. So Rabbi Teitz's practice was banana. So everyone's kind of, you have to keep one-upping to keep the kids curious and have them ask. So the Ramban says, Nu, Rabbi Sai Nevarich. Comes along the Magen Avraham, he kind of spoils all the fun. Look at the Magen Avraham, Tafai and Gimel, Sivka and Chafei, where I have the arrow. Second to last wide line. Achshav lo nagu la'asiram b'shem dein heker l'tinokas b'zeh. D'yodim she'elu advarim lo nitnu al ha'shulchan l'tzorach achila. Am b'zman ha'gemar regin lakor ha'shulchan. Says the Magen Avraham, the game's over. Kids know, don't worry about it. So at your Seder table, despite your Haggadah saying, take away the Seder plate, bring back this. First of all, I don't know many people who actually take the Seder table plate off. The matzah, maybe you cover and uncover. The pouring of the wine, Maybe you do that a little bit more. I don't really know people who take away the Seder plate. The Magen Avraham is miyashiv the minog of not covering or removing the Seder plate. He says, the gig is up, the kids know that you're not really inducing any question, it's not so bizarre anymore. So the Magen Avraham tells us that it no longer is something which is so in practice. Okay. Let's go weiter in the Gemara.
When the kid asks, why are you taking it away?
Yeah.
Has to be an answer. You don't say we're taking it away for the space off. They have to say we're taking it away because it indicates that the Jews didn't have any food to eat or something like that. There has to be a reason to connect. Otherwise, why not come in here and throw a ball up in the air? Or
I'm not sure you're right. It's a good question. Now, do we induce the children to ask questions that will correspond with the answers we have for those questions? Or are we trying to invoke the curiosity of the children in general, having nothing to do, and they say, oh, you want to know why I'm acting bizarre? Because tonight's different than every other night. And now let me explain to you why tonight's different than every other night. In other words, in Magid, do we really answer the four questions of the Manishtana?
So you're using the idea. Come to
the wear a funny hat.
Wear a funny hat.
Yes.
Wear two ties.
Absolutely.
Okay, do you do that?
100%. Starting this year. I'm going to be at my father-in-law's Seder table. He's coming to Boca this year, so he'll have to do that. Barovam Hadras Melech, I'm just going to watch him. Whatever he does, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm, but yeah, 100%. I'm saying, I think that was Rabbi Teitz's innovation. He was an innovator in many ways. But introducing bananas, in other words, today, it put you in Chayrim. Or some radical new rabbi into bananas or the minig is the mesora, is karpas, is parsley or potato. It's our mesora. How could you introduce banana? So said Rabbi Teitz, no, our mesora is doing something strange. That's the mesora. Mesora is not parsley and potato. The mesora is doing something strange. So if you have to update that mesora of doing something strange, do something strange, because that's the whole goal, is to get the children to ask. Yeah, okay, so you gotta switch. So the Balabais has to be on his toes? Absolutely. You gotta get a new hat. You gotta do something else that's different. Yeah. Look, the Magen Avraham says, eventually kids are gonna recognize, you know, they're gonna, oh, Seder's coming up, Zeta's gonna do something strange. Like that. Because, you know, they understand the whole thing.
Does wearing a kittel constitute a strange thing?
Nah, every year.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Okay, let's go weiter. Says the Gemara. Omar Shmuel. Shmuel says the following. Lechem oni, lechem she'onen olav dvarim. Well, we say harbe. The Gemara doesn't say harbe. So Shmuel teaches, the pasuk says in dvarim, let me read to you the pasuk. Lo sochol olav chamesh shivas yom tochol olav matas lechem oni, ki bechi bazon yatzos meretz mitzrayim, l'man tizkor is yom tzeischa meretz mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha. So the Torah in Sefer Dvarim calls matzah, what does it call it? For 7 days eat matzos, which are lechem oni. Eat bread, which is lechem oni. So Shmuel says, why is this bread called lechem oni? Because it's lechem she'onim alav dvarim. This bread is bread that we say things on. What does that mean, bread that we say things on? What does that mean? Bread that we say things on. What?
Saying something more than just the motzi.
So you're saying more than just the motzi on this bread?
No,
it's funny bread. Normally bread is just to fill your stomach. But this bread has another purpose, which is? So what does that mean? So what if I said, and what if I said magid without the matzah there? What if I took away the seder? I'm supposed to take away the seder plate. There's no matzah. Are you yotzei magid if you say magid without the matzah there? So look at the Bach. Turn to page 7 in your handout. Look where I have the arrow in the Bach, the Bayis Chadash and his commentary on the Tur. Look what the Tur said. Look in the Tur. The Tur in Siv Zayin says the following. Interesting. I told you the Haggadah has a different time. When do you pour? So the Tur says you pour the second cup even before the Manashtana. And why do you pour the second cup before the Manashtana? The answer to every question of why you do something at the Seder is because you want the kids to say, hey dad, isn't that a lot to drink before you even started eating? The child doesn't notice that the father, because he usually drinks a lot anyway before the meal, so the father should teach him. He's quoting here the Rambam that he talks about, it's a fascinating discussion, that the whole pedagogic framework of the Seder is question and answer. So much so, Shoel es Atzmo, you look like a fool. If you're stuck on a deserted island, and you're, that deserted island doesn't have a Chabad for some reason, and you're mamish by yourself for the Seder, you would out loud ask yourself questions. Which also is very instructive, because it means that we're not really invoking the curiosity of the children because we think they don't know the answer. Because as the Magen Avraham said, they're on to us. They know the answer. We're invoking curiosity because curiosity is the mitzvah of Seder night. So even though you're imitating curiosity, you're displaying curiosity, you're as if it's a dramatic rendition of curiosity, that's the mitzvah of the night. So much so that Shoel es Atzmo, you'd even ask yourself, even if you're a great Talmud Chacham, you know, Kol HaTorah Kula. Rav Shechter and Rav Asher Weiss are sitting having a Seder tonight together. One says to the other, Ma nishtana ha-layla hazeh. The other answers, Avadim Hayinu. Are you kidding me? That's bizarre. They could both recite Arvei Pesach and Baal Peh. They're singing Ma nishtana? Because that is the tzura, that is the way that you fulfill the Mishnah, the mitzvah.
It's programmed curiosity.
Good. It's orchestrated, programmed curiosity. You know, it's like rabbis when they're planning in the event. Okay, and here's where we'll have the spontaneous dancing. You know, we'll program now as a spontaneous dancing. So we're programming the curiosity. Oh, says the tour, and you return the Seder plate that has the matzah. Kedesh tehelafan of kishomer ha'agada kedam rinan lechemoni shonalav dvarim. So says the tour, you remove the Seder plate from Manashtana. But now that you're ready to give the answer to Manashtana with Magid, now you bring the Seder plate with the matzahs back. Why? To fulfill this next Gemara we just learned. That why does the Torah call matzah lechem oni, lechem shonum lelav dvarim harbe? If this is unusual bread, normally the bread's only there because you want to eat it. But this is a different bread. This is a bread that you want to have a schmooze over. So therefore, since it serves that more meaningful purpose, you have to bring the bread back when you're saying the Magid. So it comes along the Bach, and he says the following. That you bring it back in time for Magid. Sefer Mitzvos Ketanos, Shemachzir na Ka'ara Kishomer Avadim Ayinu, you bring it back for Avadim Ayinu, Mishum de Lechem Onixiv, Shonam Alav Dvarim Kedisa Begemara, Vein Mekam Raya, Da Alav Ein Pirusho Alav Mamish, Alachi Pirusho, Al Inyan Alechem Onim Dvarim Harbei, Shekar Agada, Hu Binyan Mitzvos Matza, Sheromes Lacherus, Velachin Maschil and Halach Ma'anya, Valav Nimshach, Binyan Agada, says the Bach. No, you could be Yotzei Magid without the matzah there. Lechem Shomer Ladvarim Harbe doesn't mean the matzah has to literally be present on the table. What does it mean? That matzah is
the main subject.
Why do you eat matzah? Because matzah is the symbol of Cheirus. Well, that's the story of Avadim Ayinu. We began as slaves, we were freed, we left Bechibazon, Biyar Chazak, Akash Baruch Hu took us out. The theme of matzah is the theme of Magid. Therefore, matzah is called Lechem She'unam Alav Dvarim Harbe. But the Alav doesn't mean the matzah has to mamish be on the table. It means it's the idea, the concept of matzah that you are Yotzei. So the Bach disagrees with the tour. Did the Gemara, when the Gemara darshaned, Lechem Oni, Lechem She'onam Ladvarim Harbe, does it mean to constitute a halacha that you're not Yotzei Magid without matzah on the table? Or was it making an observation that matzah is the theme upon which Magid is built? And he says, that's why you start. How are you Yotzei Lechem She'onam Ladvarim Harbe? What's the first paragraph we say? Halach Ma'anya, Lechem Oni. In the Rambam Seder, the Rambam doesn't bring back the matzah, not with Avadim Ayinu. When does the Rambam bring the matzah back? Matzah shanu ochlim al shuma. That's when the Rambam brings it back. So the Bach is trying to prove the Tur himself, passing like the Rambam. The matzah doesn't have to be there until you get up to matzah zushan ochlim. But you may forget to bring it back. It's already deep into the seder. Yeah, a couple cups out, you're already, you're going to forget to bring it back. So when should you bring it back? Bring it back for avadim ayinu. But really, the two are held like the Rambam, that you don't need it there to matzah zu. Whereas the smak said, no. Sefer Mitzvos Ketanah said, you're not yotze maga without the matzah. So it's two different ways of understanding. Lechem oni, lechem she'onu l'adaram harbe. Is lechem she'onim alav. Does Allah mean Allah mamish? The matzah has to be there. That's the smak. Or no, Allah means on the idea. That's the Rambam and the Bach. And the Bach claims that is the tour as well. Weiter in the Gemara. Tanya nam yachi lechem oni lechem shonol dorm harbe. Dover acher. And now a second interpretation of what lechem oni means. Lechem oni means oni ksiv. If you look, it says lechem without a vav. It should be lechem oni, ayin vav nun yud. It says lechem oni, ayin nun vav. So from that we learn, ma oni shedarko beprusa, afkan beprusa. Just like the poor person eats a broken matzah, so too we have a broken matzah at the Seder table. Look at the Rashbam. Look at the Rashbam. Afkan beprusa, levorach al achilas matzah. Well, actually, don't look at the Rashbam yet. Let's finish the Gemara, then we'll come back. Dover acher, ma darko shalani hu masik v'ishta ofa, afkan nami hu masik v'ishta ofa. A poor person doesn't know if they have enough firewood to keep the fire going. It's not that they start a fire and now they begin to need the dough. No, they get the fire going, their wife is ready to bake, so it can all happen on time. You don't know how long the fire will be. So to here, matzah is thin, matzah is 18 minutes, matzah is quick, because we don't know how much firewood. Similarly, matzah is lechem oni. So these are the famous two pshatim that come from the Gemara and Arvei Pesachim. Lechem oni. The Torah calls it lechem oni. Is it because lechem she'onim l'dvarim harbe? That corresponds to the wealth. That's one aspect of matzah, is that matzah corresponds with our chiras, our freedom. Or no, is matzah also capturing our slavery, that lechem oni, a poor person, you know why else? A poor person doesn't bake fresh bread, because then it'll spoil. Poor person has crackers, because crackers last a long time. So our matzah lasts a long time. So the oni is, so matzah is tvei dinim. There's two aspects in the matzah. This corresponds with, remember we saw the sugya, that Mora Bizmana Zez Durabanan, Matzah Bizmana Zez is Doraisa. And why is Matzah Bizmana Zez Doraisa? By Erev Tochul Matzah. Whereas Moror, the only mitzvah of Moror is a matzah z'morom yochlu, that you eat them together. So Moror, really, to fulfill Moror Midoraisa, it has to be with matzah and with the Korban Pesach. Matzah has one aspect of it that's with Moror and Korban Pesach, but it has another aspect of it which is Be'erev Tochlu Matzos. So these two dinim in the matzah, which one of them is still remains Doraisa today, as opposed to the Moror, which is the Rabbanon, these two dinim in the matzah could correspond with the two interpretations we have about matzah. It's not either or, it's both. There's two dinim in matzah. On the one hand, matzah is lechem oni on she'onim dvar b'harbei, but erev tochlu matzos, this is the night of freedom. You eat the bread that you tell the story of your freedom. You're a rich, royal, regal person. And on the other hand, there's the matzah umorim yochluhu. There's the matzah which goes with the moror. There's the lechem oni. There's the component of matzah which has to do, reminds you of your slavery as well. Here's the question. And here we get into the Rashbam. Oy gevalt. 351. Here's the question. When the Gemara tells us that davka, we eat lechem oni, prusa, eat a broken matzah at the Seder, how many matzahs do you have at the Seder? Anyone in here ever have two? The Vilna Gaon has two. Why does the Vilna Gaon have two?
Because he said lechem oni has to be, he did the break for the matzah, and then make the roasting, one and a half.
Well, this all comes. So this all comes from our Gemara right here. Says the Rashbam, when the Gemara says lechem oni, ma oni beprusa afkan prusa, what's the afkan prusa? Is the prusa part of your lechem mishnah? Is the prusa in addition to your lechem mishnah? Or maybe you don't even need lechem mishnah. What's the prusa? What role does the prusa have? Says the Rashbam. Levarach, the first Rashbam, levarach al achilas matzah, u'shtei shlemos maisinan mishum ha-motzi, delogara mishar yamim tov, mishatzarach levtzala shtei kikaros, u'botzei ha-me'achas me'ashlemos. Says the Rashbam, Now the Prusa is in addition to the Lechem Mishnah, because obviously Pesach is a Yontif. Yontif, you need Lechem Mishnah, the Rashbam takes for granted. So you need two whole matzahs plus your broken matzah. So the Prusa, the broken matzah, your Yachatz matzah, is not in lieu of one of the Lechem Mishnah. For the Rashbam, it's in addition to one of the Lechem Mishnah. This is the opinion of Rashi, the Rashbam, it's the opinion of Tosos, that you need two Shlemos, you need two complete ones, plus this Prusa, plus the broken one. According to the Rif, even though every other Yontif, like a Shabbos, you need Lechem Mishnah, the Rif writes in the back of our Gemara that when it comes to Pesach, that's the Chiddush of Lechem Oni. The Drusha of Lechem Oni is to teach you that you don't need two complete for Lechem Mishnah. That rather, one Shlema and one Prusa. So the Rif at his Seder, and the Gra in Orach Chaim, the Gra in Shulchan Aruch says, this is Das Rav Menachem Mioni, who is quoted in Tosos here, that according to the Gra, was obviously an Achron, but according to the Rif and one of the days in our Tosos, the Prusa is one of the Lechem Mishnah. So they only had two matzahs at their seder.
Pesach falls on Friday night.
So Pesach falls on Friday night, then they would have to have three. In fact, some say, I'll tell you right now who, some say, the Sefer HaManig in Hilchos Pesach says, Nagu olam levarach hasholosh matzos b'shem Pesach shechal b'Shabbos shetoron lechem mishnah kirchol Shabbos matzah prusa. That really the whole reason we use three matzahs is not because we believe. Really, maybe we paskin like the Rif. You only need one and a broken one. But a gzera otu Pesach falls on Friday night. Therefore, we always use three: two shlemas and one which is broken.
Like this year.
The Rosh, a second opinion, says no. La halacha, we need two full and a broken. The Rosh Paskins like the Rashbam and Tosfos. And then you have a third opinion, which is some Rishonim say, it has nothing to do with Lechem Mishnah. On Yom Tov, you don't need Lechem Mishnah. The whole idea that you need Lechem Mishnah, it's not so poshut that the man fell the double portion on Yom Tov the way it did Shabbos. What Yom Tov was there already? So they weren't observing Pesach. They were experiencing it. Shavuos hadn't happened yet. Or I guess after Matan Torah it did. But they weren't observing. So there wasn't the Zecher Laman. So was there Lechem Mishnah? Is Lechem Mishnah Chal on... It's a sugi in Brachos. So some say there is no din of Lechem Mishnah on Yantif. So why do we have three matzahs? So some say it corresponds with the Lachmei Toda. When it comes to the Lachmei Toda, there are three different kinds of matzah which comprise the Lachmei Toda. The Chalos, the Rikikin, and the Revucha. Three different types of a matzah that correspond or that comprise the Lachmei Toda. All of the different loaves that were offered as part of the Toda. Since one of the Toda is when you're freed from prison, so Pesach night, we are ki'ilu, redeemed from captivity, we're freed from the imprisonment of Egypt, therefore we're chayev in a Toda, the Lachmei Toda, there were three different kinds, so zecher to the Lachmei Toda, that's why we have the three matzahs, like the three matzahs of the Lachmei Toda. That's quoted by a number of Rishonim, the Mordechai, the Orzarua, the Gos Maimini, the Smag, the Rush, all say that's the origin of, I know the Dvar Torah, your grandchild, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Kohen Levi Yisrael, but the Rishonim bring the idea of the Lachmei Toda, or to correspond with this issue, the question of the two Shlemos and the one which is broken. There's a Tosos here.
One of the Todas was Chametz.
Correct. Pesach, we don't, that part of it, we don't commemorate. Okay, there's a Tosos here who goes through this issue of do you need Lechem Mishnah, do you not need Lechem Mishnah, what happens at the Seder? We obviously, unless you are a Talmud of the Gra, we all collectively paskin like the Rashbam and Tosos, and we have two Shlemos as well as a Prusa. Gemara continues. Ava b'shein charoses mitzvah. The Mishnah had said that you have to have charoses on the table, even though charoses is not a mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, ilo mitzvah, mishamay maisila. So if there's no mitzvah with charoses, what do you need it for? Says the Gemara, maravami mishum kafa. We've seen this before already. That the maror, romaine lettuce, has some very strong / borderline poisonous component to it. Some very acidic sharpness to it. So the charoses takes the edge off the maror. Amravasi kafa dechasa chama. The sharpness that's found in the maror, what's the antidote? Chama. What's chama? A radish. What's the kafa de chama? The sharpness that's found in a radish. How do you get rid of that? Karti. What's karti? Leek. Kafa de karti the acid and lead and leak is chamimei, is hot water, kafa de kulu, and the sharpness of all these is chamimei, is drinking warm water. And hachi b'hachi ne mahachi, kafa de kirin alach, ulashiv bin asayich, ulasamnei kal asayich. Here, the way of remembering this little concoction here, what the antidote is to the sharpness in the different foods. Fine. Let's go weiter. One last thing. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok Omer, we saw a machlokis between the Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok, whether charos is a mitzvah. We paskin af pishein charos is a mitzvah. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok says it is a mitzvah. You may remember a couple months ago we went through a piece, the Stira and the Rambam. In Perisha Mishnayas, he seems to paskin that charoses, if you hold it to mitzvah, you have to make a bracha on charoses. Whereas in the Mishnah Torah, he says, even though charoses is a mitzvah, nevertheless you don't make a bracha. So which is it? Is charoses a mitzvah? Is it not a mitzvah? And we went through this explanation, the lumdus of the Rav, the difference between a maisa mitzvah and a kiyum a mitzvah. Charoses creates a kiyum of zecher latit, but there's no maisa mitzvah, and that's why there's no bracha on the mitzvah. You may recall, or you could review it online on YU Torah, you could listen to that shir again. According to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok, there's a mitzvah in charoses, my mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? Rabbi Levi Omer, zecher l'tapuach. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, zecher latit. So the first opinion is it commemorates the apple. Second opinion is it commemorates the cement. What's the apple? Dip the apple in the honey, that's Rosh Hashanah. What's the apple of Pesach? So the Rashbam says, Zechel Tapuach, look at the Rashbam. Mesech Sota, those learning the Daf recently covered this. How you yodos, Samil Sham Benayim Bali Etzev. The Pasuk in Shir HaShirim alludes to the practice of the righteous women in Egypt. They would go out to the apple orchards, and it's there that they would make themselves attractive to their husbands and become pregnant, and they would go back to the apple orchards to give birth, concealed and covered and protected from the eyes of the Mitzrim who were looking for them. So to commemorate the righteousness and the courage of these women who gave birth out in the fields, we have Zecher L'Tapuach in the charoses, and that's the mitzvah. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's not this nice romantic orchard. No, it's the cement. The charoses is zecher latit. It's the way it looks and the way it is the cement that they had to mix and that they had to use in buildings. Amar Abaye, what's the practical consequence? Hilchach tzorach lekahuyei v'tzorach lesamuchei. So on the one hand, the charoses should have tapuach and wine in terms of its color, and on the other hand, it has to be thick in terms of its texture. Likahuyei, it has to have wine, and it should have tapuach. Why? Zecher l'tapuach, but tzorach l'samuchei, and it should be thick. Zecher latit, so that its consistency is like that of brick. Its consistency is like that of cement. We're out of time, but I want to share with you this fantastic insight of Rav Schechter. It's page 8, the last page of your handout. In Be'ikteh Atzon, Rav Schechter says the following: what is tapuach? What is tapuach? The Gemara says, if you hold Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok, if you hold charoses as a mitzvah, what's the mitzvah? Zecher l'tapuach. And in fact, what is the recipe? Rabbi Maskowitz, I'm finishing. What is the recipe universally of righteous Jewish women? If you ask them, what's the recipe of their charoses? What's in their charoses? Apples. You chop, we have my grandmother's bowl, mixing bowl, and the chopper. I think the chopper we still have yet from Europe, no? The chopper's from Europe, and you chop, and then you chop the walnuts, and you mix in the wine, and you get just the right recipe for the charoses. But what's the main ingredient of charoses universally? Apple. And where do you get apple? Our Gemara, Zecher L'Tapuach. However, it's a problem. Because, says Rav Schechter, tapuach doesn't mean apple. Tapuach doesn't mean apple. Here he writes in Bikvei Atzon, "Binyan haCharoses nechlek u'atanoim yesh b'mitzvah d'rabbanon u'shein haba el mishum kafa." Is there a mitzvah of charoses, or is charoses just to take the edge off the maror? U'Barambam the stira, Barambam Mishnah Torah kasuk gedivrei Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok shecharoses mitzvah. The Rambam passing is a mitzvah. V'nei lefi de'azu sheish b'charoses mishum mitzvah and enastam eitz a refuiz ba'alma. If it's not just a condiment, but it actually has a mitzvah, shaper sherech lomer sheyesh shaman halacha seyech la'achin osa. So the recipe is not just what your family tradition is, the recipe matters
because we pass like Rabbi Elazar, but Tzadok, the Rambam does, there is a mitzvah component. Ayin Tosfos on our daf, Sheviyah Mitshuvas Hagaonim, Shetzorach Lasos Charosas Miperish Nidmu Lem Kinesis Shor B'Shir Hashirim, Tachas HaTapuach. And that's why Tosfos paskins. If you say Charosas Mitzvah, the recipe matters. And what does the recipe have to include? Zeichel Tapuach, it should include Tapuchim. Vayin Tosfos Sof Tanis, says Rav Shechter, look at Tosfos, the end of Meseches Tanis, Sheviyah B'Shem Yesh Beforshim, the Kavanos Tapuchim, I know.
Esrogim.
Tapuach does not mean an apple, it means an esrog. In the time of Tanakh, there were no apples in Israel. When Shir Hashirim references a tapuach, it's not talking about an apple, it's talking about the fragrance of citrus. And therefore, and by the way, that's anyone who thinks the Eitz Hadas was an apple tree, despite the Renaissance art, one thing we know with certainty is that the Eitz Hadas was not an apple tree. Maybe it was a fig, it might have been a grape, and it might have been an esrog. The different opinions about what it was. So where did it come from that the Renaissance artists thought to paint an apple? Because they were using the word tapuach, but tapuach meant esrog, not apple. But they made a mistake. They thought tapuach meant like the modern usage of tapuach, an apple. But really there's no way the Eitz Hadas was an apple. The Eitz Hadas was an esrog. So what comes out of this, says Rav Shechter, V'yishmi gemar gimel tam ha-mashitis rabban zir b'tzadah, kasor v'shacharos is mitzvah. Echad zechel atit, bei zechel atapuach, v'gimel zechel adam. V'yishmi zeh nafke min aladina, v'anachnu machmirim lach shosh l'chol demal adeos, ayin shochan arach. If you look in shochan arach, when we make our recipe for charoses, we incorporate all three symbols. V'ayin sham b'gemar v'tzarech l'kahuyay zechel atapuach, v'tzarech l'samuchay zechel atit, v'ayin sham b'ravanu v'ravyo b'ran, t'kavonos ha-gemar tapuchim chamutzim. U'v'vada ha-inu pri k'mo tapuz, sh'yesh bo esed charif. Dilu mashenikra k'yom tapuchim, ein bo charifos klal. So Rav Shechter, in his charoses, squeezes an orange, squeezes a lemon, squeezes an esrog. Rav Shechter holds that to be yotze the zecher tapuach, what the Gemara said that tzarech lekayuye, that you have to have the zecher tapuach in your charoses recipe, you have to have a citrus fruit. It's nice, okay, you want to use apples for the consistency, the zecher latit, but in terms of the taste, you have to have some acid, some acidic taste. You have to have a citrus fruit like an orange, a grapefruit, a lemon, or an esrog. That's the only way you're yotze the zecher tapuchim that the Gemara had of tapuchim. All right, we have to end here. Everyone's invited to stay. Rabbi Moskowitz has a phenomenal halacha shir. Right.